Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is there a celebrity that you used to love but you now no longer love them? You actually probably even almost hate them. Like, you just did a complete 180. 314-531-9898. I'm curious of those celebrities that you used to just adore, were obsessed with, and then they did something and now they're dead to you. What made me actually start thinking about this is it's happening more and more, I feel like, whether it's cancel culture or whatever is happening, or maybe just people in general, like, just suck. And what made me think of it is Jay-Z and Beyonce. Like, they're on the verge of it happening to people.
You're right.
I was like, oh my God, like, Jay-Z and Beyonce have been named in this lawsuit and connected to Diddy and his freak off parties. And Diddy's another one. People might have loved his music, been into his stuff. And he was like a rap icon. And then you just like, I'm done with them. Their actions disgust me. Who they are as a person disgusts me. I'm not into it. And people are saying this for Beyonce, that she has a huge year ahead of us. She's supposed to go on tour. There's supposed to be like another music and album. She's supposed to play that Christmas Day game for Houston on Netflix. They're saying that now that she's been named, or Jay-Z's been named in the lawsuit, they're curious if people might pull the plug on things like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And so I'm just curious out there, if anyone did something that you used to love them, then they did something, titles, headlines came out, stories about them came out, and you're like, I don't like them anymore.
Honestly, Beyonce might be my one. It hurts me to believe that I don't like her, but I've gotten pretty deep on like TikTok and the internet about like reasons why she could have been involved in those things, and kind of like a little bit of evidence and a little bit of storylines following it. And I feel like a lot of signs are pointing towards that she was involved in some of these parties and acts. And it makes me feel really scared, and I'm starting to kind of like turn away from her in a sense and like lose a little bit of trust in the person who I kind of grew up like believing was an icon and I really enjoyed. I'm kind of starting to like side eye a little bit. Another person I used to really like, this is more of like a really recent raw person. She's an influencer named Brianna Chicken Fry. Mm-hmm. I've been talking a lot recently about her breakup with Zach Bryan. And her breakup with Zach Bryan, Zach Bryan seemed to be like really in the fault. He cheated, narcissist, like lots of things wrong.
You were locked in on this story, yeah?
Very, very locked in. But recently, Brianna has now turned on one of her best friends, Grace O'Malley, who she has a podcast with. And this stuff is coming out like hourly. So I still am very new to this, but I was talking to AB yesterday about this, and now we're kind of questioning the character of an influencer who, like, all in 2020, I was like really invested in her TikToks and she would make me laugh. And now she's kind of like, stuff is coming out about like she'll do a product review and like lie about it. And so I feel like I'm mistrusting her as well.
You took her side in the breakup and you realize, she wasn't very good either.
Right. Like, there's definitely two sides of a story, but I definitely think in the world of influencing, you have to be transparent. And I feel like sometimes, like, you always should share your story, but also on like a separate thing, like, if you're influencing people to buy products and do things, like, you should be doing them as well. A lot of people, like, okay, I just want to take this 10 grand for a brand deal. And I feel like you taking that, you should really stand behind what you say and what you mean with that. And I feel like as an influencer, she's losing my trust a little bit.
You know what was for me is The Rock. Everyone loved The Rock. I don't like him as much. I used to love The Rock. I was into him. And then there's these stories that he's constantly late, which I can't stand when people are late. It's like one of my pet peeves. I hate when people are late and things like that. And there's stories that, like, he's not very nice on set. And I just, like, always loved him and Kevin Hart. I thought they were hilarious. But I was kind of like, yeah, I don't know if I like him anymore.
Well, see, like, for me, it was Bill Cosby. Growing up with his comedy albums, my dad loved Bill Cosby. We used to watch The Cosby Show. As a kid, Bill Cosby was on Captain Kangaroo with Picture Pages and the Cosby, you know, gang with Fat Albert and all that stuff. And all the influence he had growing up and then the terrible things that he did. And you're like, oh my God, how could I, you know, even want to like this guy anymore? And it's been just very, very difficult because when you grow up with somebody as their influence, you're like, no, there's no way he did all that.
Right.
No, I think he did all that.
Disturbing stories.
Yes.
Who is it for you? Celebrity you used to love. You're like, I don't like him anymore. I just can't stand this person. 314-531-9898. Who's a celebrity you used to love, but now you just can't stand them? You hate them. Maybe they did something. Maybe it's just their personality just started to irk you. 314-531-9898. Handy, you said there's some good text messages on there?
Yes. One of them says Leonardo DiCaprio. People might be icked out by him.
You know what? It's interesting because it does get to a certain point where he just kind of keeps rotating through, like, the Victoria's Secret models that are, like, all, like, whatever his cap is, 28 or whatever it is. It gets to be funny, and then you get to a certain age where you're like, that's old. Like, you can't just keep doing that.
Yeah.
Like, you can't be a playboy when you're, like, I don't know, in your 60s, Leo, and us keep forgiving you for that.
Well, another one was kind of funny to me. Someone texted in Chris Evans because he married someone 16 years younger than him. That felt gross. I'm like, that's really? Just Hollywood.
But it does happen. Like, all of a sudden, there's just those little moments. Like, you did something and, like, ugh, you gave me the ick. Mm-hmm. These celebrities can give you the ick, too. That's true.
Someone else said Will Smith and Kanye West. I still really like Kanye West's Graduation album, though.
See, like, you used to like Kanye, but freaks out. You know, is another one, Hannah, that I thought of for you because you still defend this person is Ellen.
I know. That's really hard for me.
Ellen's another one. I used to love Ellen, loved all her comedy.
Same.
I'll tell you why. Because I think that sometimes, like, some of the toxic work stuff, they say, like, she was mean to people, rude, and all this stuff. And I think she hasn't taken accountability. Everything she keeps joking around on her new Netflix special and all this stuff is like, I was the too kind person. If you're going to be kind person, like, no, just admit you were a jerk. Like, I do agree that, like, sometimes if women are mean or aggressive, they're known as a B. If a guy does it, it's a guy.
Right.
And so she was like an entertainer. And I do think that sometimes those entertainers know what they want and they act a certain way. But you didn't. She still has yet to take accountability for
you know,
it. Screw you,
and that's kind of like Will Smith. You know, apologize. Okay, I know he did, but it was like a year later.
Yes,
you know,
right.
Accountability.
Apologize. Come out and say, hey, I'm sorry. I lost my head. I lost my cool. This is not the way I normally am.
You know, who's another one for me? Ryan Reynolds.
Really?
No. I love Deadpool.
No.
The Blake Lively story.
A lot of people said Blake Lively as well.
Yeah, like he rewrote all the This It Ends With Us stuff. I just felt like Blake and Ryan kind of looked like they were like not very nice to deal with and things like that.
You think so?
And you know what the other story with Blake and Ryan is? Is Hugh Jackman's wife of 30 years blames them. They were all really close friends, and Hugh Jackman left his wife after 30 years and cheated on her. And they say Blake and Ryan knew. And she goes, you guys were supposed to be my friends, and you never even told me. So I just feel like Blake and Ryan Reynolds is another one that I feel like I just look at them differently.
Another person just texted in with a personal experience. She said, Madonna, because she took the stage at 10:30 just because the show was scheduled for 7:30.
Damn.
Grown women behind me were crying because we all paid a lot of money for the tickets, and Madonna decided to just come out randomly at 10:30.
I can't stand, like, those celebrities, they just think they're too cool and stuff. Like, our time matters, too.